Hey guys, welcome to The Seeking with me, Fabiola. I hope you all had a beautiful week. I'm ever so grateful. Currently abroad, and whilst I record this, I have the sea view, nice and sunny, and yeah, forever grateful. Apologies because I was meant to release this episode last week with one of my closest friends called Mundi from Gambia, but we couldn't because when we recorded there was so much background sound. We had issues with Wi-Fi and the internet, and you know how it is, you know, when you're preaching the word of God and you know when you're winning souls, you will always get attacked. But I kind of want to implement what we recorded and mix it up with this episode because Mundi preach. She can preach and she preached. And it's a shame that we won't be able to hear all of the episode because of the loud sounds and everything, but we shall hear the bits that I can manage to say and add it to this episode at the end. So this episode is the last one for 2023. It's going to bring clarity where there needs to be clarity. It's going to take a reflection of 2023 as a whole year. What have we learned, you know? So the title is Finding Strength When You Have None Left. Someone said to me at the start of 2023, how would you feel by the end of December? I would have said, I have no strength. It's finding that strength. It's digging deep within your soul and remembering that God is with you and God will bring you out of that circumstance, of that situation, of that season. But one thing when I was recording with Mundi and she highlighted, it was the fact that she said, don't focus on your trials and don't focus on the bad. Let God shine through and let God come through, you know? And that's where we'll start. So I want to touch up on, let's have a look, where can we start? Romans 8, and this is, I'm reading from the Message, Romans 8, chapter 26 to 28, which says, meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition and keep us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is working into something good. What really captured me is the fact that it says, meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting. You know, when you're praying for something, you're like, damn it, you know, you're waiting and waiting and waiting. And you're like, God, I'm in a season of waiting again. God, I'm in a season of waiting again. You know, someone said to me, or I think I saw it on TikTok, and I was like, what is this trying to teach me? What's the purpose behind the waiting? You know, it's either to grow patience, because I don't have none. I want everything now, as I've said multiple episodes. Instead of thinking, oh, why is this happening to me? I'm saying, what is this trying to teach me? You know, instead of thinking that way, you need to ask yourself, what is God trying to teach me? Because sometimes we may think that God forgets about us, but he doesn't. He's right there. He is right there. Most of the times I think we forget about him or we're just angry with him and we just walk away. I got a friend that she got angry at God for a specific situation and, you know, it happens, I respect her. And she said, I'm just angry and I'm fed up, you know, that I'm going through this season and I don't understand his plans. I said, we're not meant to understand his plans. You know, yes, it's painful. Yes, you're mourning. Yes, it's a horrible time for you. But I'm sure there's a lesson behind it, you know? And I want to go dive into Proverbs 11, verse 25. It says, "The one who blesses other is blessed, and those who help others are helped." And then it says, 27, "The one who seeks God finds delight. The student of evil becomes evil. A life devoted to things is a dead life, a stump. A God-shaped life is a flourishing tree." I love this scripture just because it says, a life devoted to thing is a dead life. A God-shaped life is a flourishing tree. What the Bible's trying to say with that is that I would say, what if someone said to me, how was your 2023? And I would say, it's the year where God planted the seeds. And, you know, sometimes I think, oh my God, when am I going to, you know, bear the fruits? When am I going to pick up the fruits and enjoy the fruits? But everything has a perfect timing. But during the waiting, I am praising God. I'm praising God at the hallway. I'm praising God during the darkest parts of my life. I'm praising God during the rainbows and the good things that come into my life, the blessings, the testimonies. And that's where it says, a God-shaped life is a flourishing tree. You are flourishing your own tree. When you put God first, you're saying to the world that I will not be shaken. I will not be, nothing's going to shake me. I'm like that tree that is planted. It is rooted in the faith of God. And until you have no faith, until you have a faith of a mustard seed, it will be hard for God to work in your life because you're not letting go. That could be letting go of control, letting go of anger, letting go of the unknown. Are you a tree that's rooted in faith? Or you're a tree that sways corner to corner, so when there's a season, when there is a storm, it just falls apart? Which one are you? Because this year, I was the tree that would sway when a storm and a season would come. I would go shake right, left. And my mum would say to me, because her faith is rooted in God, she would say, "He did it for you back then. Why can't he do it now?" But the devil will come and attack me because, you know, most of the things I bring people to God. You know, this podcast has gone viral and it's all to God. I don't get paid. I don't get sponsored. I post on Instagram and I'm on Spotify and people be sharing my podcast. Glory to God and thank you. And my mom said, if he can do it for you, why can't he do it now? But remember that when you are a child of God and he is using you as a vessel, the devil will come at you 10 times harder. 10 times harder. And he will attack you and it will be getting back up and getting back down, getting back up, getting back down. But I tell you what, I have ended the year with blessings. And I always said in other episodes, I said, it's not about how I started. And God said to me, it's not about when you started in January. It's about how you ended the year. And I've ended the year with a blessing. A blessing. I give glory to God. And that's my testimony. That no matter what you're going through, no matter the darkness, no matter what's thrown at you, no matter that rejection, rejection is redirection. No matter that someone else came and they took your promotion, that's fine. Give it to God. Let God take you where he needs to take you. God has a plan for each one of us. He is a provider. He will never, ever let his child not have enough, for example, enough money to pay the rent. I remember a couple of years back, I went jobless. My decision, it was unbearable to work with certain people, it was just bad, 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 bad. This was years ago. And I said, oh my God, how am I going to pay the rent? And God said to me when I was praying, I kneeled down in my room, which is where I pray. And he said, don't worry, I'm going to make a way. you'll have enough money to pay your rent. And I said, wow. I said, wow. You know, when you have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, they will guide you. But sometimes you even question it. You're like, oh my God, could this be the devil? You know, because the devil will pop in into your head as well. Anyway, the weeks came along. Then a letter came through the post. It was to do with me claiming a pension. And the pension that I was claiming or was going to claim, it had a similar amount to the rent money that I needed to pay. And I'm sharing this because if someone's out there, the rent is due on, or you don't know what's going to happen, you're jobless and you're thinking to yourself, my goodness me, it's Christmas. It's the wrong time to be jobless, you know, because you've got to provide, you've got to give presents to people, you're receiving. It's a good time not to be jobless. But maybe God wants you to focus on him. Maybe God wants you that time that you're jobless to praise him. To praise him in the dark, to praise him in your morning, to praise him, to give him the glory. Because he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the provider. And you want to be just like that tree, rooted in faith, that whatever storm comes at you, you shall not be shaken. And you will not be shaken. This year I've learned not to be shaken, not to be stressed. Let it go and give it to God. And he has stepped in. He has stepped in every single season that this year has provided. Because this year has been rough, but that's okay. Because next year, do you know what he said to me? It doesn't matter what the devil took out of you this year. I'm going to multiply it next year. And next year I'll come back and I'll testify. And next year I'll come back. And he always said to me, remember, my daughter, it's not how you start the year, but it's how you finish the year. Because the months were going on and I was in the same cycle that I didn't see change and I wanted a change. And God said to me, patience. Wait on me. Wait on me, Fabiola. Not your timing, my timing. And wow, I can actually say, glory be to God. This week he provided in two different ways. And I wasn't panicking. Now that I'm abroad, I came and I said, you know what? I give it all to you, God. I'm on holiday at the moment. I said, I give it to you, God. And I did. And that's the best thing I did. Letting go will allow the Holy Spirit to come through, to talk to you, to guide you, to take you where he needs you, to fix you, to heal you, to feel God's presence. Because it's okay for you to pray, Heavenly Father, step into my life, thank you, blah, 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 amen. No. God wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your pain. He wants to hear you repenting. I'm sorry, God, that I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. We all sin. Make sure you repent and make sure you give 5-10 minutes of your day, no matter how busy you are. You say, thank you, Lord, for providing. Thank you, Lord, for stepping through. Thank you, Lord, for the food on my table. Being grateful. And that's where I want to take to Romans 8. Verse 18 to 21. It says, that's why I don't think there's any comparison between the present hard times and the coming good times. The created world itself can hardly wait for what's coming next. Everything in creation is being more or less held back. God reigns until both creations and all the creatures are ready and can be released at the same moment into the glorious time ahead. Meanwhile, the joyful anticipation deepens. See, when you're in a season of waiting, or when something doesn't go your way, and you literally have to pray and knock on that door, not keep knocking. And you know when you're waiting, that is special because it deepens your faith with God. it deepens that strength. You know, that strength that you think, oh, I don't have any more strength. I can't do this anymore. I want to give up. I can't do it. God steps in and takes all those anxiety, depression, humiliation, how they treated you. And he will change it all. He will step through. He will step through. If I was meant to record this podcast that I'm recording now, last week, I wouldn't be joyful as I am right now. Because right now, the blessings have entered. But not only that, but because I let go and I gave it to God. I gave it to God. And that's the beauty of being a Christian. And the questions that I want to ask you for you to think is, what obstacles are you facing right now? Emotionally, spiritually, and what physical baggage are you carrying? Because some of you are carrying burdens for years. Some of you are carrying a suitcase full of baggage. Let it go. Today, you should let it go. Today, you should put that suitcase, that baggage away. Give it to God. Let him heal you. Let him provide for you. Let him into your life. Repent. Say, sorry, God. I'm sorry that I've done this and that. Forgive me, Lord. Step in. Now I'm ready for you to plant me, and I'm ready to be planted with faith. Deliver me, Lord, from porn addictions, from other situations, smoking, alcohol, gambling. Those words are coming through to me right now. If you got an addiction, give it to God. Get the counseling that you need. It's taking that first step and realizing that, yes, I need help. And your help comes from God. And the next one I want to quickly go into. Let's have a look. Exodus chapter 15. Verse 1 to 8. And I'm just going to pick up the ones that are standing. I haven't prepared for this episode. I'm just letting the Holy Ghost guide me, the Holy Spirit. Because I think sometimes when you prepare, it's just, it doesn't seem, it's just too perfect. And I'm a little bit like, imperfect is perfect, you know? So yeah. So it says here, I am singing my heart out to God. What a victory. He pitched horse and rider into the sea. God is my strength. God is my song. And yes, God is my salvation. This is the kind of God I have. And I'm telling the world, this is the God of my father. I'm spreading the news far and wide. God is a fighter. Pure God through and through. Your strong right hand, God, shimmers with power. Your strong right hand shatters the enemy. I just want to touch a bit on enemies because I've had a load of those this year especially. I've always had them throughout my life. Jealousy, people backstabbing me when you give them all. But that's fine. I give it to God. God is in charge of those people. I still love them. Love your enemies. But enemies, some people are like, Oh, Fab, how can I love my enemies? And, you know, they done me dirty. They backstabbed me, took my money, you know, bitch about me, send me evil lie. And I said, but, you know, the Bible says love your neighbors. Let it go. Just let it go. Give it to God. Every person that has done you wrong, every person that plots against you, every person that sends evil lie or bad energies towards you, they will get their karma. They will get sorted by God. So whenever I hear someone that's gossiping about me or, you know, reporting me, for example, at work, not at work that this happened, but like, I'm just saying like an example, like someone's reported that I made a mistake, for example, God will handle them. God will handle them. Do you know why? Because God loves us. And when you're a child of God, God will protect you and he will deal with those people. Those people will get what's coming to them. And that's why I don't mind, you know? When people do bad against me, I'm like, yes, it hurts because I'm a nice person. I'm a huge giver. I give to my friends. Like, if someone's birthday, I'll go above and beyond because I want to make them feel special, you know? And then they do you dirty and you're like, okay, that's fine. God will handle you because what you've done is not a nice thing. You will get punished. So yeah, that's where it says your enemies will drown, you know? Focus on God. And then it says, you let loose your hot anger and burn them to a crisp. At a blast from your nostrils, the waters piled up. Tumbling streams dammed up while oceans curdle into a swamp. And then Ephesians 3, chapter 20 to 21, it says, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or even guess, or even request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. His spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all the millenniums. Glory be to God. So let's have a look. There was another one that I wanted to talk about. Here it is. Matthew chapter 6, 22. It says, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body is filled with light. That's what it says. Fix your eyes on God, not the things around you, not the enemies, not the devil, not in the people backstabbing you. Fix your eyes on God. And then it talks about that. I want to talk about. So when you're going through a season, I just want to elaborate that there will always be a light at the end of that tunnel. So the first thing I want to get everyone to do is shift your perspective of the light at the end of the tunnel. It's easy to view the light as simply an escape or exit from the dark times, but we exclaim, if I can only make it to that light, I will be out of here. The issue with that is this not allows us room for life, you know, because you're focused, you're like, right, I just got to keep going, I've got to survive, I'm not enjoying this job, but each day as it comes, you wake up at 9 a.m, you're like, right, almost lunchtime, yay, I've survived another day. No, you're not living, you're wishing your life away, and I've been there. Some days we feel like we make significant progress, but most days we tumble, and sometimes we fall as we focus on the exit and not the things around us. It's almost like giving your resignation. You got a month in England, you have a month, you got to just work for a month, and then you're counting down that each day. So, oh my God, one more day, another week, two more weeks left, right? Then you end up to that final week, then you're like, four more days, three more days, two more days, one more day, boom. You're not living your life, you're wishing your life away. You know, that for you makes the light seem like a distant. It almost minimizes the hope and the faith. And Maya Angelou, which is one of my favorite ladies back in the day, said that it's almost like hope deferred, because you're not focusing. You're just eager to get out of that tunnel. You know, you're at the end and you just want to sprint. You should be walking. And looking around, what have I learned from this? Take another look. Don't view the light as the end. Instead, view the light as a tool that reveals the things around you. At times, that light may seem distant, but in times of darkness, even the smallest light will expose the stumbling blocks that lurk in the shadows.
Psalms 119, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." When you view the light as a resource, you begin to learn and grow from the dark environment. You recognize and quickly step over. You step over those stumbling blocks in your path that you previously would have missed. So yes, the light may signal the end, but it's also the tool that illuminates your path. So when you're inside that dark tunnel and you have no strength, keep going. Keep finding that light. The light, remember, will be your resource of hope. And my last question to you guys will be, what inspires you? What is your why? Why am I here? Why? We get tired sometimes as we traverse the dark tunnel. We ask ourselves, what's the point? What's the purpose behind this season? That's when our inspiration kicks in. Just like in Jeremiah 29:11, God made each of us for a purpose, and that gives us hope in our future. It pushes us to limits we didn't know we had. It drives us along our illuminated path. So my last question to you is, how do you find what inspires you? 1, surrender yourself with positive people who are headed in the same direction. Read this scripture, Ecclesiastes 4:12. 2, think about the issues you're passionate about changing. And 3, find people you can help lead through dark times. It's important to have Christian friends that when you're down, they will lift you up. And they will take you to God. Because when you're a Christian and you have friends that are non-Christian, they're going to take you to the non-Christian world. That's where they're going to take you. Because that's just how it goes. But when you have a Christian friend, when you're feeling down, you know, one thing about Mundi is that whenever we're both down, she just sends me scriptures and lifts me up. She'll prophesy into my life. And I'll do the same to her. And she will say it. Fab always comes at the right time. And I will always say, Mundi always comes at the right time. It's pivotal to have Christian friends. Because I tell you what, the devil will come and attack you. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it goes. Because you're in the right path. In this world, there's two paths. The good and the bad. When you're with God, he will attack you. But when you're following the devil's path, he won't attack you. Because he's happy. He's happy that you're in that path. That's where he wants you to be, stuck in depression. And the thoughts will kick in. So remember, in life you've got two choices. The good or the bad. And make the right choice, because it's just... the walk with God is special. And I'm a witness. And my life is a story. My life is not all rainbows. I wish I could say it was. But my journey with God, it is hard. And I'll admit it. My journey with God is not easy, but it's worth it. The blessings that come when they come, it's beautiful to the point that you're literally crying rivers, just giving him the glory. And saying, thank you, Lord, for those hardships, because this is where I am now and it's made me who I am. So let me just pray for you guys. And remember that if you have no strength, let this podcast give you strength. Let God come in and restore your life and restore your situation. Take me as an example. There are days that I am angry at God. There were months I was angry with God. I said, I pray, I preach, I win souls, and you're making me suffer? I would say, why? And he said, because I'm shaping you. And in fact, someone even said to me, if you want to become a director, which I will, they even said, you got to tolerate a lot and you're going to have a lot of patience. So I have to be that tree that when there's a storm in the season, it doesn't shake. It doesn't shake. So let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I want to pray over anyone that's listening to this podcast. May you step into their life. If they have no strength, may you guide them. If they are lost and are wanting to give up, you will guide them, God. You will step through. You will provide for them just like you have provided to me. They will have a testimony by 2024. And they will glorify your name, Jesus. Heavenly Father, if there's someone that's going through it, but mostly I keep hearing the word addictions, if there's someone that's addicted to porn or is addicted smoking or drinking, let it go. From this day, as I'm speaking, the Holy Ghost shall heal you and you should break those chains around you. There are chains. God will break the chains. There are chains around a certain people that unless you seek God, He's the only one that can break those chains, those burdens that you carry, that cross that you're carrying. He will lift it up and remove it. Amen. So thank you so much, guys. I did the Spotify, you know, Spotify every year tells you like how many people have listened to your podcast. And it literally said to me, how does it feel to have gone global? You were streamed in over, 23 countries this year. But overall, it was, I think, 90 countries or 100, something like that. I can't remember. And it says United States was your top country with 50 of your total streams. And I'm like, what? I'm from the UK. See where God is taking my podcast? In America. Wow. Then it says you have the most new listeners in United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Nigeria, and South Africa. It can only be God. So thank you guys so, so much for listening, downloading, following me. It means the world. It means the world that even like 5-10 people would just join my podcast and listen to it or just find it. So keep sharing, keep following me, keep liking my posts, keep spreading the word of God. I do it for Him. I don't do it for myself because I want to become famous. I'm not about that life. I'm a humble person and I will always die this way. So thank you so much. God bless you all. And glory be to God. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year to each of you. If you want to drop me a message through here, you can. Or Instagram. I'm on Spotify. I'm also on TikTok. It's the same name as my Instagram page. And yeah, I hope you all stay blessed. And I can't wait for 2024 because it's going to be the year with the fruits. I can finally eat the fruits that I planted. So yes, thank you so much, guys. God bless you all. Thank you.